Welcome back, and join us now to talk about Lady Greyhounds basketball head coach Hannah Hayden getting ready to start her second season. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your team for the upcoming year.
So, you know, this group, we have five players that were here last year. Probably only two that really got significant minutes throughout the entire season, with Chitori Tyler and Casey Newsom both being, you know, first team all region kids returning for us. Shania Liebert did come on really strong at the end of the year, and she's picked up where she left off there. She's had a great preseason so far and has continued to make, you know, big jumps. Taylor Lawson Hicks as well, but she's another kid. She only played 12 games off of injury, you know, and she's having a hard time staying completely healthy right now. And then Darren Ziegler, who redshirted for us last year. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting combination with those five of both experience and inexperience, you know, because, again, with Casey and Chitori being the only ones to play, you know, all 30 games last season. So they are doing a great job leadership-wise as far as, you know, really setting the tone with our culture and the expectations, the standards of the program and things like that. So, you know, then they're kind of mixed in there with, what is that, nine freshmen that they're kind of leading the way for. It's a really talented group of freshmen that have played a lot of basketball, came from really good programs and things like that. But again, they are freshmen, so there is that learning curve.
Among that group of five returning players, is that a large enough group and a vocal enough group to carry the culture from last year's team that went to the region championship game into this season as a baseline, or are you starting over?
No, I think that their growth from last year has really carried over and helped us. You know, Chitori and Casey were both team captains last year, and you know, and them along with Shania and Taylor and Darren have just done a really good job of setting the tone. You know, this year we've been able to, you know, I think progress, you know, a lot quicker than we did last year because we have the leadership of those five. You know, we don't have to coach things like touching the lines in practice. You wouldn't even believe how much time that can take in practice, having to run sprints over and over again if somebody's missing the lines. As coaches, we don't have to. We don't have to coach that part. We don't have to coach being early. We don't have to coach, you know, getting on the floor on time, getting a warm up in. Like, those are the things, you know, even communicating on the floor and stuff like that. Those are things that the sophomores are just doing a really good job of leading by example and then holding kids accountable as well.
Tell us about some of these freshmen then, some of the players that fans will get to know over the next few months.
Yeah, so one freshman that has had a really, really good preseason, has already picked up a few offers, is freshman Deanna Wilson from Cardinal Ritter in St. Louis. She plays the four and the five for us, 6'1", really versatile and mobile athlete, is able to you know, face up and take people off the dribble, can play back to the basket on the block. She's a shot blocker, really disruptive defensively. So she's definitely going to be one that people are going to enjoy watching. And, you know, unfortunately for us, but great for her, we'll probably only get to see her 1 year. She's a freshman qualifier, and again, has already picked up some really good offers and things like that, so we'll enjoy her for this year. Other than that, both freshman point guards, you know, Shannon Lies is redshirting this year, and she was a point guard as well, so we still have Corey Tomlin and Bianna Pettis. Corey from St. Louis and Bianna from Memphis, and they are doing a great job of just really tag teaming that point guard position. You know, we could go with either one of them, you know, starting wise and things like that, because they're both going to play, they're both going to give us significant minutes, and be really solid contributors, and they both bring different things. Corey is kind of that steady, very high IQ, great feel for the game. She's going to facilitate, get you into your offense, and just be that kind of that steady kid that people look to out on the floor. Bianna is going to be more picking the ball up full court, pressuring the ball, pushing the tempo. I mean, she's extremely athletic, so she pushes the ball really, really hard in transition. More of a slasher. Corey's more of a spot up shooter, you know, so they do two different things, but they both get the job done, and they both, you know, I've been impressed with what they've been able to do, again, as freshmen, you know, and I was a point guard, so I'm pretty hard on them, and they've done a great job. Zama, Jamila Nasa-Sakambi, that's that's going by Zama. She's made some big strides in preseason. You know, she's had to make some adjustments, just doing things to fit our system and things like that. You know, I know in Uganda they play a little bit more free over there, so kind of trying to get her to adjust to what we'd like her to do as far as getting downhill in our offense and really attacking the glass. Rebounding wise as well, she's made some big jumps with that, so we're excited about her. But really, like, 9 talented freshmen.
Getting back to your point guards real quick, how nice is it as a coach to have a starting quality point guard able to come off the bench to play either against players who are worn down a little bit or play against the other team's bench?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think that we've already kind of seen that in the Jamboree so far with those two, because that's one thing that they both do. They're kind of different offensively, but they are both really, really good on ball defenders, and they've really worn some point guards down already, and I think that will be something that we continue to lean on throughout the year.
Now, if they're running your system maybe a little bit differently, but within the system, other players have to think a little bit more before they react when they're on defense.
Right.
Well, certainly nice to have that. Your thoughts about starting with the first 4 games at home, starting up with the Classic on November 1st and 2nd?
Yeah, you know, that will be nice. We love playing at home. We wish we had some more home games, but those are kind of hard to come by these days. And going to the 3-game format for region, you know, we play those at neutral sites, so that takes away some opportunities for some home games. But we're excited about those 4 that we have coming up. You know, it's always a great atmosphere. I remember opening weekend last year, and I was just really impressed with the support that we had come out, and it was such a fun atmosphere to play in. But, you know, we're opening up with Marshalltown, who, you know, is returning a lot from last year. You know, they did play, I think, if they had 8 kids, they were all freshmen, and I think they're all returning, you know. So everybody typically improves with experience and, you know, gaining chemistry and playing together. So we will open up there, and then we got Wren Lake the second day. I know Wren Lake is an improved program. That coach is really working on recruiting, and he's signed a couple St. Louis kids that we had actually seen out recruiting this year as well. So I think that those teams will be pretty different style-wise, but will be a nice challenge for us.
Have you heard any early reports on the rest of the region and where your team might fit in the standings at the end of the year?
Yeah, well, we actually had the opportunity to see all of our region yesterday at or Saturday, I'm sorry, in Lawrence. So we were able to do a little scouting there. I will tell you, Three Rivers, it will again be very, very good, if not better than last year. They've added a post presence that they didn't have. They're still doing, you know, they're going to press you most of the game and fly around and just try to keep you off balance and try to prevent you from getting into a rhythm. And then offensively, I mean, all 5 people out there can really score it. They're very aggressive. Everyone can shoot the ball. They drive it hard. So from what I saw, Three Rivers, again, is going to be really, really tough.
All right. Anything else you'd like Lady Greyhounds fans to know before I let you go?
Nope. Just that we're excited to get out there on November 1st.
Hannah Hayden, head coach of the Lady Hounds, has been our guest. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more in a moment here on Quicks.